Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate the challenges you'll face throughout your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we'll be talking about whether you should get an agent or a manager first. Now, this is a common question. On one hand, many actors think that they need to get an agent first to be able to get more auditions. On the other hand, some actors think that agents are harder to get, and therefore they instead should be getting a manager first. So who's right? Well, both arguments have merit, but the truth is it's really based on where you're at in your career. So first off, you should understand that traditionally agents were the only ones who could legally find work for actors, right? So the idea was you get an agent first who helps you find acting work. Then when you're so busy with acting work, you get an amazing manager to kind of manage your schedule and all the other aspects of your career. Now, these days, the lines are a lot more blurred, and many managers also help actors with getting their acting work. And many managers are called developmental managers, where they work with new actors to sort of help them get their careers going. So the real thing is you just need to be sure that the manager that you're considering is going to do what you're looking for, basically. Or if you're looking for someone to help submit you for auditions, well, does this manager actually do that or not? Okay. So now, in general, these days, it is actually easier technically to get a manager first. Now, you do need to have really good acting technique. And you should ideally at least have one or two speaking credits already on your resume. Okay, this is because managers are generally very accustomed to working with developmental talent. So developmental talent basically just means new actors who are developing their careers. Now, then once you have about three to five speaking credits, at that point it becomes easier to get an agent. Now, regardless of whether you're looking for an agent or a manager, obviously you should always be vetting whoever you're considering. You don't want to just sign with anyone. There's a lot of managers and agents out there who, you know, just want to take money from you and aren't going to really do much to help your career, whether they're actual scam artists or they're just someone who's like not really that good and is just signing you so that they can get a percentage of the things that you book, but they're not actually going to help you very much, right? So really quick, I want to briefly discuss how the process usually works at a high level. So new actors should first start by getting one or two credits at least on their own, okay, before they even think about getting a rep. Now, once they have a couple of credits, they know a little bit about what they're doing, they'll make a decision. Do I want to keep doing this or do I want to start looking for a developmental manager who can work with me so that I can kind of learn more aspects of my career? In some cases, these developmental managers may charge you some sort of monthly fee or weekly fee or hourly fee, whatever it is. And, you know, you may pay some direct fees to these people. It's not a scam. It's only a scam if someone who claims to be an agent is charging you a direct fee. I've discussed that in the past, what fees should agents charge. But yeah, you may consider signing with a manager, and that manager, if you're new, again, can show you the ropes and basically help you start getting some acting work and build up those credits. Now, once the actor has like 3 to 5 or 4 to 6 credits, they're going to essentially use those credits plus the fact that they're already signed with a manager to springboard getting a good agent. So they're gonna say, hey, look, you know, I have these credits. I'm already signed with someone here, so you can tell that I'm legit, right? So take me seriously, Mr. Agent. And essentially, that agent, when they sign with someone, is going to be able to submit them usually into much bigger productions. Now, at that point, once they sign with an agent, many actors consider dropping their manager just to save on fees, because in some cases they're either paying a direct fee to the manager each month, like I said before, or if they're paying a percentage, the manager might be charging 20-30%. Some managers do charge 20% or even 30%. Others charge less, but it's really up to you, you know, like, do you really want an agent, let's say, who's charging you 15 or 20% plus paying another 20% to the manager? That's a pretty large chunk of the money that you're earning, right? So that's why a lot of actors at that point, once they get an agent, they wind up dropping their manager for a while. Eventually, they upgrade their agent to someone really like high level. Like once they've gotten a lot of credits and they're really starting to move their career forward, they'll get a higher level agent who can get them even bigger production access and, you know, help them build up their credits even more. And at that point, they can start building a name for themselves, and they have so much acting work that much later in their career, they will need help managing their schedule and basically just running their whole acting life. And at that point, they're going to bring on a high level manager who oftentimes is salaried plus commission. So you may be paying them 50 to, I don't know. I mean, it really can depend. Some managers charge like hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Others charge like $50,000 a year, right? So you're paying a lot of money to your manager for like almost a full-time role, depending on how busy you are. And then you're also sometimes paying them a commission on what you book. So obviously that's something that happens much later in your career once you're really building a name for yourself. And at that point, those actors may even hire a publicist as well to really get their name out of there. So all that said, if you're brand new, you want to start by trying to get some acting work on your own. Okay, there's no substitute for learning how to get your own work. And agents and managers actually look favorably on actors who are willing and able to find auditions on their own. I personally recommend not looking for any career help with managers or agents until you've got at least two, you know, but minimum one speaking credit on your own. And before we go on, I'd like to briefly tell you about my mini course called Kickstart Your Acting Career. This is a 5-day course that dives deep on how to start getting consistent auditions if you don't have an agent, manager, credits, or reel yet. Getting consistent auditions for legitimate projects is absolutely critical if you want to start building your resume and have a shot at getting an agent or manager eventually. So you can visit Kickstart Mini Course. That's again, kickstartminicourse.com for more information and to sign up. Now, if you have at least a little acting experience and you want some career guidance and possibly some help submitting you to auditions, you can definitely look for a manager because you're typically going to have an easier time getting a manager than an agent. Now, if you're more established with at least 3 to 5, but ideally even better, 4 to 6 speaking credits, and you're ready for higher level acting work like co-stars and bigger roles in union projects, then yeah, go look for an agent. It may be a bit harder to get an agent or sign with one, but they can definitely get you great career opportunities and help take your career to the next level. Now, finally, if you're extremely busy and you've already got lots of productions and you already have a great agent, at that point, if you need more career help, then yeah, look for a high-level manager to join your team, but be prepared that you're going to definitely be spending a pretty decent amount of money for something like that, okay? So as a final reminder, and to wrap things up here, I want you to be aware of who you sign with. Okay, I mentioned this earlier, but there are a lot of terrible managers and agents out there. Some of them who are outright scammers, many of them who will just sign you and then never really submit you or do anything to help your progress. I call them deadbeat reps. You don't want them on your team. So do your research first to make sure that the person that you're considering is going to be good, because it's better, in my opinion, to have no rep at all than someone who's just horrible and basically stealing your money, okay? So that's it. Thanks for listening. All I have is one ask of you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. And subscribing also helps me because it makes these episodes more easily findable for other actors who might benefit from them too. So thank you so much, and I will see you soon.